You're listening to the Ohio Conference Cast, where we explore topics related to the workings of Ohio Conference. Here are your hosts, Bill Seymour and Thomas Dunn.
Welcome, everyone, back to Ohio Conference Cast. This is Bill Seymour.
And this is Thomas Dunn.
And we have been at the Wayne County Regional Gathering that was held at Crown Hill Mennonite Church. And we wanted to share with you a missional story. Thomas, who's our guest today?
Our guest today is Sean Swanson, and he's a newer pastor to Ohio Conference. So on top of hearing his story, we want to hear a little bit about Sean and get a little intro to him for Ohio Conference. So Sean, why don't you say hi to everybody?
Hello, everybody.
Sean, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my wife and I moved to Canton this past June. So we've been here, I guess, almost 8 months now. I grew up in northern Indiana, so I went to Bethel College in Mishawaka, not Kansas, which is confusing for a lot of people.
Wait, there's two Bethel Colleges?
There are more than two Bethel Colleges.
Wow. Yeah. So my mind is blown.
We have northern Indiana, but not Goshen or AMBS.
Wait, there's Indiana other than Goshen and AMBS?
And we have Bethel College, but not Mennonite Bethel College. So,
are you one of those guys who've made a history of just missing all the Mennonite centers?
Well, I think Canton would qualify for that as well, right?
Yes, it would. Yeah, yeah. You're right. That's right. You are in Canton.
Yeah, you're in Northeast Ohio.
But not Hartville.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Well, welcome then. And does your wife have a name?
Allie. Yeah.
Allie. Okay, yeah. Good. So Sean and Allie.
So Sean, you came from Bethel College in Northern Indiana, Elkhart area. Is that a college degree? Do you have seminary training, or is this your first pastorate? Tell us a little bit about all that.
Yeah, so I think it was my sophomore year when I was at Bethel. They started a 5-year bachelor's, master's program in ministry. So I completed that in April, and so this is my first pastorate. When I was at school, I had a program where I lived in an inner city neighborhood, and felt some strong convictions towards that. And when I was working on my master's, I had some strong leanings towards Anabaptism, and read the Mennonite Confession of Faith, and said, "Holy cow, I'm a Mennonite!" So
nice.
Started pursuing the two, and found First Mennonite in Canton,
which is a city congregation, which matches some of the other sensibilities you had,
mm-hmm.
and it's very Anabaptist, mm-hmm. which matches, so good fit.
Yeah.
And they get a freshly trained, newly minted pastor.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for them.
Yeah. And so you did school in 5 years, but you have a master's. Is it an MDiv, or is it?
It's a master's in Christian ministry.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
And how old are you?
I am 24.
24. So for you people on the podcast listening, you don't know Sean has a pretty incredible beard, so you could easily pass for like upper
27
30s.
Oh, upper 20s. I don't know, maybe it is pretty amazing beard. You have beard envy because your beard, well, you know, it's a beard,
it passes as a beard, but that's about it.
Yeah, well, so my older son is the same age as Sean.
Wow.
So I'm scared.
So you've been at First Mennonite in Canton for about 8 months, you said. So tell us a little bit of some of the highlights of your time there. What type of maybe missional stories you have from your time there?
Yeah. So I think the biggest one that comes to mind was sometime this past fall. I was really intrigued with Jim Wallace's new book, America's Original Sin. And so I thought to myself that rather than just reading it by myself, it sounds like a book that I should process with other people. And so I had said something at church about it, and ended up getting a pretty good sized group from church that was interested. And after we had talked about it for a while, we thought it would be helpful to invite some people from our community outside of our church congregation to join us and make it a little bit more diverse. And so there was a group of 22 of us that got together about five times to talk through this book. And it was just a really beautiful time where people were vulnerable and open and honest and were able to ask questions but also share insight.
So you said people from the church and the community.
Mm-hmm.
So your church, is it a typical Mennonite? Maybe a typical is not the right word. Is it a white church? I'll just put it out there.
Yeah, just lay it there.
Yeah, we are a predominantly white church as far as our Sunday morning goes.
Okay. Yeah. And then the people from the community then, so did you have a mix of races at the book study then, or how did that work?
Yeah. And some of the community members were relations that we've built through the Lighthouse, the after-school program and youth center that we work with.
So you had a group of 20 or so people gathered together, some white, some black, mm-hmm. studying a book of America's original sin. And what's kind of the premise of the book then?
Yeah, I think the tagline on it is white privilege, racism, and a bridge to a new America.
Oh, okay. So then a mixed race group study of that book
would make sense.
Yeah. Well, that's it sounds like a great
So I should stop studying it in my Sunday school.
You can start studying it in your Sunday school
with other people, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good.
So what are some are you done with the book study or is it ongoing?
Yeah, so we met 5 times and we just met this past week. We had dinner together and we're kind of working on what next. So we're all interested in continuing conversation on racial reconciliation, but also what do we do with this information? So we've read a book, but how do we take this into Southeast Canton and also Canton as a whole then?
So we should say that our recording date of this were in March of 2017, and you said you just met for a final time. So was the times that you were meeting and studying this book was during the election cycle and inauguration and everything like that?
It was, yeah. And I think that was really, really insightful. And I think I was always really anxious for our conversations because I knew that it was not a neutral time in our country and that it would just be a really helpful place to process and ask questions and hear from a different perspective than that which I grew up in.
So you had these 5 sessions where you studied the book during the election cycle with a mixed race crowd. I mean, how did it go? I mean, did tempers flare? Was it open? I mean, were people, how did that time go?
Yeah. Well, we started out our very first meeting before we jumped into any book discussion was, why are you here? We had a wide range of, you know, I've had a very white world and I want to have some more diversity. I want to hear a different perspective, to I've had these experiences and I'm eager to share those with people that want to learn. And so, yeah, that was a way of opening up some vulnerability. And I think we just created a pretty safe space to ask ignorant questions, for lack of a better term. And, I think everybody just knew going into it that we were going to ask these questions, things were going to be discussed that could be heated, and we just knew that that wasn't what we were going to be about, but we were about a safe place to explore some of these topics.
Cool. And is there any, as you went through this process, what would you say is like, what's the primary takeaway you have, or what's one thing that you learned or an aha moment through the process?
Yeah, I think as a white male, it can be very easy to just go through life and never think about anything. But I think I am beginning to understand that to be a follower of Jesus, like I need to have other voices, other contexts, other perspectives shared into my life to make me a more whole individual and to get a better understanding of what it means to be part of the kingdom of God. And I think that diverse voice is something that I need to have consistently in my life.
Yeah.
So how is this missional? What you've done with this book study, how is this missional?
I think when I think of missional, I think of the ways that God is moving either inside of our congregation or within our community that we're part of our neighborhood. And I think so we have a church that is predominantly white in a more diverse neighborhood, and I think to be missional means that we cross some of those perceived barriers and enter into conversation with people that have a different perspective than us and may think differently or have different experiences than us. And I think that that's an important part of what it means to be missional, is to step outside of the four walls of our church and to get involved in what God's doing.
And maybe to build understanding, it seems like a safe space to ask those questions we don't feel like we're allowed to ask, mm-hmm. because they feel bigoted just in the question themselves.
Yeah.
And to have that safe space to just lay those out and mm-hmm. to hear responses sounds, well, very missional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks, John. Thanks for sharing. Welcome to Ohio Conference. We're happy to have you on board, and we'll look forward to hearing more about what you guys are doing there in Canton.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Ohio Conference Cast. We would like to hear from you. You can email us at ohioconferencecast@gmail.com with any topics or questions you would like us to explore.